Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Michelle Carpenter, the Director of Education and Government with Shaw Contract. Michelle, how you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
I was just looking at your background, and it looks like you've been at Shaw Contract for 3 years, and then you were at Herman Miller for 6 years. Is that right?
That is true.
And it looks like you grew up in Michigan, and a funny little summer job you had, especially today with Walt Disney World opening. You worked at the Grand Floridian for a little while.
Yes, that is true. It was an 8-month summer internship in college, and it was a fascinating experience to get the behind-the-scenes look of such a production.
Yeah, that's a neat place. I just mentioned that because it's very timely that Disney's opening up today. You know, with the fear of catching the virus, such a big deal, it's interesting they went ahead, decided to move forward with that. That's why I wanted to talk to you, actually, because Shaw Contract has just recently published a book, an online book called Return to School Book. That's also another big topic today. If you pull out the Wall Street Journal today, I mean, on the cover, they're talking about Trump saying, let's get these schools open. So this is a big topic right now, isn't it?
Yes. There are a plethora of differing opinions, and it is obviously extremely complex and sensitive as we talk about bringing so many of our children back to school, as well as the administrators, staff, and instructors that need to be there to actually make school happen.
This book you've put out, I've looked at it this morning. You have some quotes in there. You've got a Ben Franklin quote around the difference between tell me, teach me, and involve me. And I think what you're alluding to here is that virtual schooling, education, is not as effective as, you know, being face-to-face and having discussions. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. If you look at any learning-based research or behavioral research, you'll start to see the patterns around the more engaged we get with content, the more information we actually retain. So in a typical lecture setting, which is probably the most comparable to what online learning is right now, just given the really abrupt shift, students retain about 5% of that information. Mm-hmm. That's a very, very small amount. As you get up to discussion, you start to retain about 50%. And when you're actually putting that information into practice, specifically through actually working through a problem with your peers, you get up to around 80%. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're seeing there's just a lot of shortcomings in the online instruction that we have right now.
To this book that you put out, Return to School Book, tell us a little bit about what the mission and purpose was for, you know, to just be honest, this is a flooring company that's issuing a guidance to the A&D community, right?
Yes. Our goal with publishing this is really to offer some consideration for how flooring can be an active participant in learning spaces. So we are in no way saying that anyone has the time or the budget to actually fully renovate their space right now, especially, but really presenting ideas for how little elements that are already existing in your space, such as flooring, banner stand, planters, etc., could be used to help with the current situation. So if we end up going back to school, and if physical distancing of either a 6-foot or a 3-foot distance, which is something that has recently been proposed by the American Pediatrics Association, we can incorporate those interior elements for a temporary solution, obviously hoping that physical distancing does not carry on for much longer than it has to.
I've looked through the book a little bit, and it shows that you guys, through using patterning with modular tile, you can help. So one of the first things that's going to happen is social distancing is we're going to have more space between students. And you can actually put a grid in the floor to show exactly what that spacing is so people can quickly look down and see how far away they are. One of the diagrams you show is you have a classroom that normally held 38 that might now hold 11 with social distancing. That's one of the diagrams you show, right?
Yes, and that is a very, very challenging topic. If you look at our space is precious in school environments, and truly leveraging a 6-foot physical distance between students, one, just enforcing that 6-foot distance is going to be a challenge in itself, especially with younger students. But they're looking at having 50% capacity in these school environments. So that leads into the variety of scenarios for how to actually bring the students back. So whether that's fully in person, online, or some hybrid. And those are really the three primary ways that schools are talking about bringing their students back right now.
So with more space between each student, you're going to need a bigger room. And you talk about the acoustics and how important it is for the students to hear what the teachers are talking about. So that's another, I guess flooring can contribute to that as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we talk about acoustics a lot and really trying to get people to take that into consideration along with other things such as cleaning, et cetera, mm-hmm. when making flooring selections. So as we are speaking more in these spaces and potentially being more spread out, to get a voice to carry to all of those students, making sure that there are some type of materials in the space, whether it's the flooring, some type of a wall treatment or ceiling panels, that can all help with acoustics so you can make sure that an instructor's voice can be heard by the students as well as the students can be heard from one another. I think we're all experiencing right now with the wearing of facial coverings that simply hearing people, even if they're within that 3 foot distance. I know I was at Home Depot last night and I was struggling. So we have to keep that in consideration with having smaller ears, hearing sound from each other, and you're also losing those facial cues as well. So acoustics will be even more important in the future.
Yeah, there's actually been studies done that shows that a carpeted classroom soaks up the distracting noise, but actually helps the voice noise go further, right?
Yes, exactly.
So tell us, one of the topics that I know is being debated right now with the fear of catching the virus and the germ and whether or not it dies and indoor air quality is the difference between hard and soft surface. What is Shaw Contracts teaching on that?
The high-level summary of that is that any dirt that comes into a space has to come out of the space.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's a hard or a soft surface, you still really have to be paying attention to those cleaning methodologies. So there's a handful of different ways to approach that. One thing that we are strongly encouraging right now is just to really work on keeping the dirt out. And this is dirt, not necessarily any of these
germs,
you know, infectious droplets per se.
Yeah.
But if you can keep dirt out at your entry point with walk-off tile, you're making it easier to clean those interior spaces. Because you can't disinfect and sanitize if there's dirt. So you have to first remove the dirt, and then you have to sanitize. So walk-off tile is really a key component of protecting those interior spaces. And then there are a variety of cleaning solutions for both hard and soft surface. And at the end of the day, it's really going to come down to personal preference for aesthetics, cleaning, acoustics. Obviously, if acoustics in a classroom is a key component for people to hear each other, as well as virtual components that are also taking place, if it's a hybrid situation,
yeah.
Carpet may be the best option. And you just have to train and get the right materials to actually clean that space.
People want to see this booklet. Where can they go to get it?
It is right on the homepage of our newly redesigned ShawContract.com.
Okay, ShawContract.com. Okay, great, Michelle. Good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Michelle Carpenter, the Director of Education and Government with Shaw Contract, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.